a very famous Gemara on Lamed Vav on the base, where the Gemara tells a story that somebody injured someone else. And then when the Nechbal found out that he only owes him a half a dollar, so he said, give the money to Dokin. So then he said, later on he changed his mind, he wants to keep it for himself. So the Rabbi Yosef says that and he can't change his mind. So here, all the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. Tosis has a little bit. And the Rif quotes the Tshuva Rav Haigon, and the Balamor quotes Barichas. They all talk about this problem. How can he possibly, what do you have to come on to Maim Shloshin for? How can he possibly change his mind? What happened to the din of the Ficha Zutzdok? So I want to discuss just a little bit, what exactly is this also all about the Ficha Zutzdok? So just by way of background, we know from the first piece of Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, the Gemara draws a contrast between a Neder and a Shvuah. And a neder is an Issa Heftz and a Shvuah is an Issa Gavra. Because of that, there are many differences halacha l'maisa between a neder and a Shvuah, Mishnayis and Brises like that. So one of the many differences is pointed out by Rabbi Kiveger and the Gilyan HaShas and the beginning of the Dorim, that you can never have a neder b'kumbi yasei, a Shvuah b'kumbi yasei is possible. A Shvuah is a din on the Gavra, so either he accepts upon himself that he will do something, Shvuah sh'oichol, Shvuah sh'lo yoichol. Accepts upon himself to do something, b'kumbi yaseh in the future. Neder is not shach b'kumbi yaseh. There's a Gemara there that says a person takes a neder that he will eat the loaf of bread. So Rabbi Kiveger says he doesn't understand how it's possible. Hashem yo'ei reina, it doesn't exist. From the Shalmei Nedarim, he writes that the author of the Dikdukes, the one who published the Dikdukes Seferim, brought to his attention that it's a misprint in the Gemara. That in the old editions of the Gemara, the Ksav Yad Minchin, it has a different gear, so it just doesn't exist. You can't have, there is no such thing as a neder b'kumbi yaseh. There's nothing to discuss. On the other hand, there is a neder b'kumbi yaseh. Person, there's a neder and a nedover. The Mishnayis and Megillah talk about the difference between a neder and a nedover. Neder is when the fellow says, Hari alai lo havi shlomim, Hari alai lo havi yoylo, and a nedover is Hari zu aloylo. So if he says Hari alai, he's chai b'yach ruyusim. If he says Hari zu, and it gets lost or it drops dead, so he's not chai b'yach ruyusim. So the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash is bothered with the Kasha, beginning of Parshas Matos. How can there be such a thing as a neder? What do you mean? A neder b'kumbi yaseh doesn't exist, and then it has to be an Issa Chepza. How can it be? Hare alai lehovi oil. So the Ramban has two terutz. So one terutz he gives is, one terutz is simple, that nidrei gavoya is a different story. Either nidrei gavoya or nidrei mitzvah do exist b'kumbi yaseh. Just as a marker for this, perhaps an additional marker, is the Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Ches and Aleph. The Gemara has a person says, "Okum v'yeshne peret zeh." The person says, "I plan to wake up early in the morning before davening. I'm going to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning and chazer for the pchina. It's going to chazer Gemara. Okum v'yeshne peret zeh." So the Gemara says, "Neder gadol nader lalekei Yisrael." That's a neder. So Rishonim ask a kash over there. How could it be a neder? There is no neder b'kum v'yaseh. So some Rishonim say it's tak lav davke. Should say shvuah. Should say Shvu in the Gemara. It's the Taka Nara Neder. Other Rishonim say no. So just like you have a Neder, Hare Alai Lohavi Oilo, you can have a Neder B'kumbi Asei by Korbanis. So Korbanis is Lavdavka Korbanis. Who are Dinami? If a person takes a Neder to learn, any Nidre Mitzvah Chal B'kumbi Asei. And there is such a Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam lists off what, in his opinion, are the all the Ramach mitzvahs are saying, Shasam mitzvahs loy sensei. So mitzvah says it tzadik dalet. The Rambam lists off one mitzvah. The Rambam sheet is when you have a kefal al mitzvah, the same mitzvah is repeated several times in the Torah, so it only counts once in the minyan al mitzvahs. So the Rambam writes, there's one mitzvah that when a person takes a neder, he should observe the neder. He shouldn't violate the neder. So he says in this, repeated twice. In Parshas Matos, it says, Cholayetzim Epiv Yaseh. And then in Chumash Dvarim, it says, Motzus Sesech Tishma Yosisa Kasha Nadarta Lashem Akecha Nadova Kasha Dibarta Beficha. So that's the same thing as this essay. Cholayetzim Epiv Yaseh is an essay, and Motzus Sesech Tishma is an essay. The same essay, it's a Kefal HaMitzvah, it only belongs once in the Minyan HaMitzvah. So the Ramban has a long Hasoga there. HaMitzvah says, it's Tzadik Dalet. Happens that Rabbi Kiveger refers to this Ramban also later in the Dorim, in the Gilyan HaShas. The Ramban says he thinks that the Rambam is not right. These are two different mitzvahs. So let's say a woman is angry at her sister-in-law and she takes a neder that she's not going to eat at the chasaneh, she's not going to eat at the bar mitzvah, whatever. So that's a mitzvah. She fulfills a mitzvah and she sticks to her guns. and she doesn't eat at the wedding. She asses everything, she formulates a neder properly, she asses all the food b'achila. So, and the woman doesn't eat at the wedding, so she has fulfilled the mitzvah. She did an aver, she hadn't fulfilled the mitzvah. She didn't violate the iser esei. Chalayetz m'pivyas is an iser esei. That's by nidri harshu, so chalayetz m'pivyas is an iser esei. The other pasuk motzes zechet tishmir asisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem alakech nedova kasher dibarta beficha. That's by nidrei gavoyed. That's by nidrei mitzvah. By nidrei mitzvah, that's a kiyum esei. When you a person takes a neder that is going to bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, and he brings the korban, so not only does he have a mitzvah for bringing a korban, he has a kiyum esei for having fulfilled the neder that he accepted upon himself. Ramban says it's really not right. The Rambam should have really counted these two mitzvahs as two distinct mitzvahs, I say, because one is a kiyum esei, one is an iser esei. Then he thinks there's another difference between the two. In nidrei harshus, you have to say hareni noider, hareni nishba. If I just say, I'm not going to eat those potato chips, so I'm not going to eat at the wedding, and I don't say hareni noider, hareni nishba, so the Gemara seems to say the neder, the shua is not binding. But when it comes to nidrei mitzvah, a person says, I'll give $100 to tzedakah. He didn't say, I accept the neder of a shvua. He says, I'll bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Okum v'yeshnem perigza. I'll wake up 5 o'clock in the morning and I'll learn al-chazah for the p'china. So even though he didn't say hareni noida, hareni nishba, that's the dinna, nidre govoya, nidre mitzvah chal, without saying hareni noida, hareni nishba. Then Ramban thinks that there's a third difference between the two. The first difference is one is an iser esei, one is a kiyum esei. Second difference is that by nidre harishus, you have to say hareni noida, hareni nishba, by nidre mitzvah, you don't have to. Then he thinks that there's a third difference between the two. That posik, motzvesach tishma v'asisa, there it says also, lo sacha d'shamay. See the net al hashamakach lo sacha d'shamay? And then it has that other posik. So the Ramban thinks that lo balta acher, the lava balta acher, only applies to nidre govoya, nidre mitzvah. Doesn't apply to nidre harshus. That's where Rabbi Kiveger quotes this Ramban in the Gilyan Ashas, later in the Dorm. The Ran in one place writes, a person, let's say, takes a neder, I will abstain from eating potato chips for 2 months. And he didn't designate which 2 months. So he says, I will abstain from eating potato chips for 2 months. And it's understood, he's going to have to pick out which 2 months. So the Ran writes, he better hustle and pick the 2 months before a year goes by, or he'll be in violation of Balte Acher. Because he took a neder not to eat potato chips for 2 months, so he shouldn't violate Los Acher. So Rabbi Kivega points out that according to the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's bechlal no Balte Acher on Nidrei Harishus. It's only Balte Acher on Nidrei Mitzvah. So it could be that just like the Ramban drew the three distinctions between Nidrei Harishus and Nidrei Mitzvah, this is another distinction, what the Rishonim said on the Dorm on Daf Chesam and Aleph, that Nidrei Mitzvah Chal Bikum V'Yaseh. It's different story. Nidrei Harishus has to be in Issa Chefze. So it's impossible to have a Nidrei Bikum V'Yaseh, like Rabbi Kivega wrote in the Gilyan Ashas on Gimel Amud Beis in the Dorm. But Nidrei Mitzvah is a different kind of a Nidrei. It's a different parsha of a Nidrei. It's over there from, where is that? In Kiseitze? I don't know. Kiseitan, wherever that parsha is. So that's a different parsha. So that's possible to say that it's chal bikum v'yaseh. Ramban has another teretz on this kasha. The Ramban matas when he asked this kasha, how can there be such a thing as a neder? Harei alai lo haviyoy lo harei alai lo havishlamim. That's like a neder bikum v'yaseh. There is no such thing as a neder bikum v'yaseh. So one teretz is a nidri gavoya, different nidri mitzvah, nidri gavoya is a different parsha. It doesn't have to be a neder that's an Issa Chepz. It's a different kind of a din of a neder. Then he has another answer, no. Maybe whenever a person says Harei Alai, really it's a form of saying Harei Zu, but he didn't designate which Harei Zu yet. When he says Harei Zu Oilo, so then he's designating which one. When he says Harei Alai, that's the Haskol of a Harei Zu. So when he's going to designate this one, he doesn't have to be Magdish at Hareini Magdish Behema Zu Lenidri. He just says, I designate this one, that my neder should be chal on this. He doesn't say, I'm magdish it. The Harei Alai Oilo is chal later when he picks out the Harizu. So the Ramban suggests that maybe basically a Harei Alai of a neder is also a Harizu. It's going to end up, the haschol of a Harizu, it's going to end up as a Harizu. Yeah, then you're going to have to say, let's say the fellow said, Ok miyeshtem peritzeh, that can't turn out to be a Harizu. So then you're going to say, have to say that when the Gemara has a Lashon there, Neder Gadol Neder L'Kesos Labdavke, it doesn't really mean Neder, it really means it's a Shvu. These are the two answers that the Ramban gives. So here the Gemara says in the Gemara says in the Dorim, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on that pasuk, Motzav Sechot Tishma Gal Sisa Kashan Adat Al Hashach and Lekachon Tova Kashan Dibar To Beficha Beficha Zutzdoka. Then included in that parsha of Nidrei Mitzvah, Nidrei Gavoya, Nidrei Mitzvah is also Nidrei Tzedaka. So what does that show about Nidrei Tzedaka? So some would jump to the conclusion that it's some would assume that the second parsha, Motzvah Sechot Tishmar Yalsisa, that's only on Nidrei Gavoya, Nidrei Hegdish. It's a new din of Nidrei Hegdish. And it doesn't apply, person says, Okam Yeshtem Perik Zeh, that can't be a neder, that must be a shvur. Can't be, there is no such thing, must be a shvur. But you have a neder b'kum b'yaseh, person says, Harei Alay L'ho V'yoylo, that's only Nidrei Gavoya. So how come you have Harei Alay Tzedaka, a person accepts a neder Tzedaka? You have to say that tzedakah is an exception to the rule, like hegdish. Just like hegdish is an exception to the rule, so tzedakah is an exception to the rule. So some Rishonim were led to believe that tzedakah is an exception to the rule means that it's the same as hegdish, and b'meila all the dinim of hegdish apply. So b'meila there's another din that normally there's a rule that a neder requires nefesh kisishova levatli bisvasayim. A person has to pronounce a neder adishvul with his lips. Goma b'liboy. That's Shmuel's memory, and Shvu is Dav Chavav and Beis. A person takes a neder, has to be bepeh. If he just has belayv, it's not binding. So what about korbanos? What if a person pledges belayv to bring korbanos? So the Gemara says that's an exception to the rule based on the pasuk Dira Yamim, called the Div Leivoyles Heviu. Those who had been menad, they've been the hearts to give korbanos, so they brought the korbanos. So what if a person, they're making an appeal in shul, and the person makes up his mind, he's going to give $1,000 to tzedakah. And then later on, he changes his mind, does want to give. He never said b'peh. Is it binding if he was chishe b'machshava? So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. The Ramon in Yoridei quotes a machlokes in Rishonim, Simen Reish Nun Ches, I think. And he paskins both in Yoridei as well as in Choshimish, but he paskins like those of Rishonim that it is chal b'leiv. So the Beis Yosef has a famous tshuva where he says from the fact that Nidrei Tzedaka Chal B'Leiv, that shows that it's mamish the same, Beficha Zu Tzedaka, the same as Hegdish, has all the same dinim as Hegdish, and therefore the Mishnah and Kiddushin, and Av Chav Ches, Amirosa L'Gabakim, Sirasa L'Hed Yadami, also applies to Tzedaka. But Haraya, that the Tzedaka is Chal B'Leiv, so you see that it has all the dinim of Hegdish. How does it necessarily show that it has all the dinim of Hegdish? So the Beis Yosef wrote this tshuva, the Maaser Shehoya was, a person had pledged to give money to tzedakah, and then he dropped dead, yishtok, and he never gave the tzedakah yet. So the shaila was whether the yorshim are mechuyev to pay. Let's say a man dies in the morning before he had a chance to daven. So yishtok, so he's dead. So what are they going to daven for him? The yorshim are going to daven for him. The yorshim are going to put on tefillin for him. Yishtok, what can you do? So a man took a neder, he's going to give money to tzedakah, and he died, so he never gave the money. So what are you going to accomplish by giving the money for the father? Make some chavshim. The father's potter for the mitzvahs now. He can't do anything about it. So as far as the neder that he took to fulfill the neder, gishtarp, is not mechiv to the children, not mechiv to do anything about it. The only shaila is, should I say that when the father pledged that amount of money, so maybe I should say, amirasa l'gavah kimsi rasa l'hed yadami. So maybe if he would have made a kinyan to be meshabit himself to give the money to tzedakah, so the Kenyan would be binding, would have made a Shiva Nechos on his property, and then after he dies, he would be able to collect from the Yorshim, because find Ishtabdu HaNechosim. So if you say, Amirosa Lagavakim Sirosa Hadjidami, so what you're saying is that you don't need a Maisa Kenyan. Even if no Maisa Kenyan was made, Amir alone is enough to accomplish Kenyanim, Amir is enough to create Shibudim. Just like if he would have made a Kenyan, it would have been able to accomplish Shibudim. So this is Halacha L'Maisa, this is a Machlekes HaRishonim. You say Amirasa la Gavoya Kimsirasa la Hedya Dami by Tzedakah or not. The Mishnah Kiddush only says it by Hegdish, does it apply to Tzedakah? So this issue, the Ksais points out in Kuf Chav Gimel, this is a Machlekes HaRishonim, and it's a Machlekes HaAchronim had a Paschal. Machlekes HaRishonim is a Machlekes the Rashbo and the Ritva. The Ramah in Yeridesim in Reish Nun Ches and Hilchas Tzedakah quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba, who says Beferish, let's say I have a shtar that says that somebody owes me money. Somebody owes me $1,000. And I want to hand over this shtar to tzedakah, that they should collect the $1,000. So I handed them over the shtar, but I never made a ksiva mesira. In order to be makna shtar, someone has a shtar, I have a shtar that someone owes me $1,000. I want to give it to another human being, another person, a boss of Adam, so I have to make ksiva mesira. I have to give up the shtar and write another shtar. One time is of the opinion, osis niknas bin mesira. And there are some who show him a paskin like that. We don't paskin like that, Tana. We paskin osis niknas bin ksiva mesira. To transfer a shtar chayiv that someone owes me $1,000, to transfer the chayiv to someone else, in iksivu mesira. So the shah says, what about the tzedakah? I gave over the shtar chayiv to the gizbar of the tzedakah, and then I decide, change my mind. I'll give him $50, and I want back the remaining $950. I want the money back. So is it too late to change my mind? So the Ramah and Reish Nilches and Yoridein Hilches Tzedakah quotes a tshuvas Rashbod that's quoted by the Beis Yosef, that you don't, there is no din about mirasa l'gavakim sirasa l'head yadami by tzedakah, and since if it would have been a head yod, you would have required ksiva mesira, so by tzedakah you also need ksiva mesira. So since I didn't pledge, I didn't say I'm pledging to give tzedakah $1,000, I just took the shtar chayv and I said, here, be kind of this. I gave it to the gizbar shel tzedakah, to the gabbai, and I said, here, take this for the tzedakah. I thought I made a kinyan, then it turns out the kinyan wasn't valid. So there are more paskins like this Chuvas Rashba that you don't apply Amirasa Lagavaya to Tzedakah. The Mishnah only applies Amirasa Lagavaya to Hegdush. The Shach and Yerideya, the Shach and Chayshim Mishpat and Kuf Chav Gimel quotes the Ritvo on that Mishnah in Kiddushan on Daf Chav Ches Omid Beis. When the Mishnah says Amirasa Lagavaya Kim Sirasa Lahedidam, so the Mishnah talks about Hegdush. So the Shach quotes the Ritvo, who had the Nami by Tzedakah. You also say Amirasa Lagavaya. So the Tzois over there, and not Shach, and Kuf Chav Gimel points out, it's very strange that the Shach over there in Chosh Mishra quotes a Ritva Beli Cholek, he just leaves it like that. He forgot that in Yerideya there are more Paskins, not so. There are more quotes, Chuvas Rashbo says, not so. That you don't apply Amirasa Lagvakim Sarasa the Head Yadami Tzedakah. It only applies to Hegdish, doesn't apply to Tzedakah. That's the Tzois points out, it's a Machlekes HaRishonim, and the Pel on the Shach, why he didn't relate this to the Ramah in Yerideh. Lamai said some machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah, machlokes the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, and the Ramah is Lishitos, the Ramah is consistent over here. And that tshuva, it appears in the Afkas Rechel, but they point out in the Afkas Rechel, they're missing the Shaila. So if you look in the tshuvas of Ramah, they have the Shaila, and the tshuva of the Beis Yosef, then the next simon in the tshuvas of Ramah is the response of the Beis Yosef, they correspond. The Ramah lived in Poland, and the Beis Yosef lived in Eretz Yisrael. So they corresponded about this issue. Apparently he must have been a lot of money. The guy pledged to give money to Tzedakah, and then he dropped that before he had a chance to pay up the money. So the Shaila was whether the Yosh Mah Meshuvah to give over the money. So if it's only Mitam Neder, so the guy died. So just like he didn't like Tefillin the next day after he died, and he can't daven after he's dead, so he can't fulfill a mitzvah of giving the tzedakah either. But if he should say, Amirasa l'gavaya kim sirasa l'had yadam, he accomplishes, he should make kinyonim, so he can make a shiva nechasim, shenishtab dahan nechasim. So even if he dies, the tzedakah should be able to collect from the yorshim. So Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote in his tshuva that from the fact that you have v'fichazu tzedakah, that it's called aneda b'kum v'yasei, and from the fact that it's chal b'machshove, nidrei tzedakah chal b'machshove, that's a machlokes harishonim. So the Mechaber and the Ramah, they both paskin nidrei tzedakah chal b'machshove. So that shows that we have adopted that position that tzedakah has the same dinim as hegdish. So who adinami that you say amirasa l'gevakim sirasa l'hegidam? And then the Ramah starts off with all the respect to the Beis Yosef, we accept this psak and we're going to make the Yorshim pay the money. Yes, we're going to follow, not going to argue the psak. But he says, Torah hivalum l'nani tzarech, he says, I don't understand. And he rips apart the whole tshuva of the Beis Yosef. So on this point, there were several shailas that were involved in, the several steps in the shaila. So the third aspect of the shaila of the Beis Yosef was this, what he say, Amirasa l'gavaya. So the Ramah is consistent, just like he wrote in Yerideh, Reish Nilches, you don't say Amirasa l'gavaya by tzedakah. If you need ksiva mesira, by Hegdish, you don't need ksiva mesira. If I give over a shtar to Hegdish, I say the chayv should belong to Hegdish. Hegdish is kind of, you don't need ksiva mesira. You don't need even the mesira. Amirasa l'gavaya can substitute for both ksiva or mesira. As opposed to tzedakah, the Ramah says, even if you did mesira, but you didn't do ksiva, so the gizbar isn't kind of, and I have the right to take back all the money. I have the right to keep the $1,000 for myself. I don't have to give it over to tzedakah. I never took a neder I'm giving it to tzedakah. I just gave the shtar, so the shtar itself is not nikdan because he nikdan even mesir. So the Rambam is consistent in the tshuvas. He says also, the fellow who pledged to give the money to tzedakah and then he dies, so the pledging is shtar, so he can't fulfill his neder. And to say that amirasa l'gevaya by tzedakah, he paskins that it doesn't apply. So it didn't create a shiva nechas. So that's a fundamental machloikis in Rishonim, the Rashban Ritva, whether amirasa l'gevaya applies to tzedakah, and here it's a machloikis, the Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Ramah, how to paskin. And that's the pellet that the Ktzos asked, that why did the Shach and Choshem Mishpat quote the Ritva, just one line, he quotes the Ritva and it leaves it like that, b'li cholek. If he forgot that the Ramah in the Tshuvas and the Ramah in Choshem Mishpat paskins against the Mechaber, that you don't say Amirasa L'Gavayim. So here, that's a big machlokes in the Gaonim and the Rishonim, how to read the story in our Gemara. The fellow said, the Nechbal, the Chayvel harmed one person, injured another person, and then the Rav paskin, he owes him half a dollar. He said, half a dollar, give it to charity. Okay. He didn't say, accept upon myself a neder to give it to tzedakah. He didn't say a loshen neder. He said, give it to charity. So the question, so the Gemara says, the Nechbal wanted to change his mind. He said, okay, give me the half a dollar. I'll buy myself a cigar, whatever. I'll buy myself a Band-Aid. And then Rabbi Yosef said, sorry, you can't back out because I'm here. Anan yaranim, anan, and the anim, the tzedakah is kind of with the maimach loshen. So here the guy in my body with the kasha, what do you have to come on to my mashlosh? Why don't you just say, I'm Rasa Lagavai, Kim Sirasa Lagavai? So some Rishonim say from here is a right that it doesn't apply to Tzedakah. Some of the Gainim say, I'm Rasa Lagavai only applies to Hekdish and doesn't apply to Tzedakah. That's what the Rambam refers to, the Yeshmena Gainim Shoyan and Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam quotes those Gainim who say that I'm Rasa Lagavai doesn't apply to Tzedakah. And the others say no, Amirasa L'Gavaya does apply to Tzedakah, but over here there's a special reason why it should not apply. What's the special reason why it shouldn't apply? So Taisus says, because it's Eina B'Shusa. So here, Rab Chaim has in his Chibur on the Rambam, he has an interesting comment. Rab Soloveitchik said it rather differently from the way it appears in the Sefer. He said it over as follows, that the question is, what's the nature of the din of Amirasa L'Gavaya Kim Sirasa L'Hed Yidami? The Rambam starts off Hilchas Mechira Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. He writes, Hamek Hecheno Nikne B'Dvarim. If I own a Gemara, or I own a house, and I want to transfer ownership to someone else, I'm just going to make an oral declaration. And hereby declare that the Gemara belongs to you, the house belongs to you. So the Rambam writes Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, Hamek Hecheno Nikne B'Dvarim. So by Hekdesh, it's an exception to the rule that the Mekah can be Nikta Medvarm. Whatever is Mammon is can be transferred. You can transfer the ownership with just Amir alone. Is that what it means, Amirasa L'Gavah Kim Sirasa L'Hed Yadami? Or perhaps it means something else. Perhaps what it means is that if I say Hareza Hekdesh, Samatvis Kedusha on the object. So since I was Matvis Kedusha on the object, so in Mele, it belongs to Hekdesh. Whatever is Hegdish is the moment of Hegdish. If it's Berak Abayis, let's say. So whatever is Hegdish belongs to Hegdish. Or let's say, if you'll say Amirasa L'Gavaya by Tzedakah. So I have a house. So I say, I hereby declare this house should go to Tzedakah. So normally, if it would have not been Tzedakah, it would have been Beit Adam L'Chaveh, Reuben and Shimon. So I have to make a Kinyan. Amekechena Nikna Midvar. You have to make a Kinyan. But if it's Tzedakah, just by an oral declaration, I hereby declare the house should belong to Tzedakah. So the house already belongs to Tzedakah. And so the question is, why is that so? So Rab Chaim raised it, the way it says in the Sefer, it's a little strange. Rab Soloveitchik simplified it. Rab Chaim, it's not that he simplified it, Rab Chaim doesn't say this in the Sefer, he says differently, but it's very complicated. So Rab Soloveitchik gets left out a part. He said it very much easier. I don't know why Rab Chaim has it so complicated. So he said, the Shaila is, what's the nature of the din of Amirasa L'Gavaya? Does it mean that you can accomplish a hakno bidvarim alone? Or does it mean, no, not that you can accomplish a hakno bidvarim. If you're matvis kedusha, or you're matvis Hashem tzedakah on the things, and the mele belongs to tzedakah, mele belongs to berek abayis. What's an afkamina? So an afkamina is, what if there's a choyv? Here the choyv allows the nechbal a half a dollar. So there exists a choyv. So we know that if the nechbal were to die, the yorshim of the nechbal would be entitled to collect the half a dollar from the choyv. It goes Birusha. Whatever assets The Morish has go be Rusha to the children, the Karka, the Metaltalim, the debts. Someone else owed a debt to the Morish. So when the Morish dies, everything goes be Rusha. Rav Chaim says that from the fact that it's Nitfas be Rusha, this is an indication that it's called Mammon. Mammon goes be Rusha. Let's say the father used to get Mafta Yoin every year. So this father dies, so the son is entitled to Mafta Yoin. Just because the son doesn't get everything, the mammon is goes be rusha. So the fact that if the father dies and someone owed the money and the father didn't collect yet, so that goes be rusha. A choiv goes be rusha. Mishnah is like that. So that's an indication that a choiv is considered a mammon. Rab Chaim calls it a chefze shal mammon. It's a chefze shal mammon. It's not. I don't think it means a chefze. It's not a chefze. It's not tangible. It's a davar shein bo mamish. We'll call it mammon. Okay, just not to get confused. We'll call it mammon. So so if one should assume amirasa legavoya means a form of haknoeh. So Rab Chaim writes in the sefer, even though there are some rishonim hold that there's no way in the world to be makne a chov min haTorah. So there's a machlokes of rishonim where the kinyan agav works on the milbal peh. Two girsas. Tosis has two girsas in the Gemara. The Gemara says that someone was makne agav asifa de basin. He was makne an amount of money with a kinyan agav. So Tosis has two girsas in the Gemara. Was it that he had a sack of money, a pikadon by the other fellow? So I was makne this sack of money that's by the nifkat. I was makne kesh agav karka. Oh no, have a masik leizuzin. The other people owed me money. So two girsas in the Gemara. The Rambam says, the Rambam also alludes to the two girsas. The Rambam holds that it's no good, that there's no kinyan agav on a debt. And kinyan chalipin, also a shayla. So even though the Rishonim hold that there's no way ben ator to be makne, ksivim misiris only be the Rabbanon, there's no way ben ator to be makne achov, lilval peh, even though the bishtah, there's no way to be makne achov. That's the Rab Chaim explained. That's because no Maisei Kinyan relates to a chov. It's abstract. It's not tangible. What are you going to make? Hakbo on a chov. You can make a kinyan chotz on a chov. The chov is a non-tangible object. So dovashen bo mamish. Dovashen bo mamish, it's not possible to make a Maisei Kinyan. But amiroso legevaya is a kinyan that doesn't require Maisei Kinyan. It's a hakno midas. That doesn't require any Maisei Kinyan. So it doesn't need a Maisei Kinyan. So it can work even on a chov. So then amiroso legevaya will work even on a chov. Or should I say no? Amirasa legavaya is not that it's a hakno midas, which doesn't require a ma'isik kinyan. No, the word is that you matvus Hashem kedusha on it, you matvus Hashem tzedaka on it. So memela, once it has kedusha, it's better gabbai. So memela belongs to better gabbai. So once it has Hashem tzedaka on it, so memela belongs to its mamish shel tzedaka. So if that's the word, then if it's dov Hashem bo mamish, then how can you say that it's nitvas, that it has Hashem tzedaka on it, it has Hashem hekdesh on it? The Rambam writes in Hilchas Nedarim, the Rambam writes as a din of hatvasa by Nedarim. So he writes there are three different kinds of hatvasa. He says a person says Haredi Nozir, another person says Tech the Dibur Va'ani. So that's a hatvasa b'haflo. The Amira that he said should relate to me. So that's why the Rambam writes that hatvasa only works if it's Tech the Dibur. If the other fellow who wants to take the net and the Ziris waits for a moment and it's no longer Tech the Dibur, so my dibur is over, and it's not shach to make a hatfasa and a haflo. Then there's another kind of hatfasa. I took a net and not to eat the potato chips, and then they tell me the cookies are just as fattening as the potato chips. I say the cookies should be the same as the potato chips. So that's even good, even if it's lachek they dibur, because that's a hatfasa chepta bechepta. And the Rambam has a third halacha, three halachas one after the other, where he sums up all the three kinds of hatfasa. So he has the third halacha is if a person, a Gemara, he's quoting a Gemara. Person took a neder to fast on his father's yahrzeit. Then the next year he says, or he picks another day, he says that tomorrow should be kiyom shemeiz bayavi, like the day of my father's yahrzeit. Mushin oder abam meosayom, provided that he took a neder on that day that he's going to fast on his father's yahrzeit. So then you can have hatvasa there also. So that's not really chefza bechefza. It's not really a hatvasa ba'amira. It's a hatvasa nechalashem. There's a chalashem yoy matainis. So he's creating a chalashem yom atainis on this other day. So meis tzoris, he says today should be kiyom shemeis v'yove, kiyom sharisa beis hamigdash b'churbanoi, that he didn't eat basta v'yayin on that day. So the Rama has these three different kinds of hatvasas. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Anim that there is Hatfasa by Tzedakah also. There's a discussion in Achrenim. So they point out, it's an often a Rambam. The Rambam writes Beferish. A person sets aside a $5 bill, he says, Harezu Litzdokah. Then he says, Zekazeh. He says on another $5 bill, Zekazeh. So the Rambam says that that's Hatfasa. You can't say it's Hatfasa. It's not a Hatfasa and Hafloh. He says it a week later. It's not Terka de Diba. It's hard to say it's Hatfasa. This has a chaloshem tzedok, and this is going to have a chaloshem tzedok. So lechor this hatfasa b'tzedok is because tzedok is chal on a davar sheyesh bo mamish. The nedarim are not chal on a davar sheyesh bo mamish. You have to have a davar sheyesh bo mamish. So that's Rab Chaim points out. There's two ways to understand the nature of the din of amirasa v'gavoya. You can say that in this machlek is the Mechab and the Ramon, the machlek is the Rashba and the Ritva. You can say Amirasa Legavaya does apply even to Tzedakah, but you can say that it doesn't even apply to Hegdish by a Chov. One can ding zach and say it can only apply to Adav Sheish Bo Mamish. Amirasa Legavaya doesn't mean it's a way to accomplish a Hakno B'li Maisikinya. It's rather if your Matvas is Shem Kedusha and a Cheftze, so the Mele belongs to Hegdish. But if there's no Cheftze, it's Adav Sheish Bo Mamish. So then it could be that even a Hegdish Gufa, not only by Tzedakah, it wouldn't work, even my Hegdish Gufa. Tosfos Zepes doesn't. That's the Shaila over here. What are the Rishonim answer on this Kasha? What are the Rishonim answer? Why don't you say Amirasa Lagavaya here? So the different Rishonim, that's the Rishonim give different answers. Some say from this Gemara Zerai, you don't say Amirasa Lagavaya by Tzedakah, and others say no, even if it would have been Hegdish, he wouldn't have said Amirasa Lagavaya. Because it's a chov. A chov is an intangible object, so it wouldn't even apply to Hegdish Guf. Then Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, a totally different answer, totally different sheet. That Amirasa Legavai would have worked, but we wanted to accomplish that it should be considered Hegiliad Gizbar. Hegiliad Gizbar is also Lashanosa. That's also Lashanosa is a major topic that all the yeshivas have. Someone donated money for a specific cause earmarked for the swimming pool or for the gym. And then they're going to use the money for something else. So they donate money for Svarim, and then they use the money for something else, not for the Svarim. So what's the din? When is it Muta Lashanos, or when is it Osa Lashanos? Gigantic, long base Yosefs in Yeriday about this. Okay, that's another discussion.
Yeah. Also by Shabbos, so therefore.